thanking and releasing. Releasing all those plans and dreams. Gently thanking and releasing those creations, those intentions and goals in our lives that for whatever reason have become unraveled, particularly over these summer months. Releasing the paths that might have been. Releasing the spaces and the creations that might have come to pass. Letting them move into their own realities. Letting them move as potentials, as possibilities. Knowing that as we release them, we allow them to fully emerge in these other realities, in these other places, in these other points in our lifetime. And as we let them grow and flourish in other parts of our lifetime, in other realities, we allow what has flourished from their growth to return to us. We allow the cycle to be complete by releasing that which was and is no more. We allow the cycle to complete itself. Allowing that which will not come to fruition in this moment to be released to where it will come to fruition. Allowing the experiences that expand and are created when these energies move to where they can continue to create and grow. Allowing the results to come back to us in whatever way our bodies deem best, in whatever way our souls deem best. The more we release, the more we receive back the blessings that these energies have provided in other places, in other times. Thanking and releasing all energies that are not exactly a part of this reality, a part of the manifested reality that each one of us has and holds in our hearts. Any energies from heart space in particular, releasing any energy not exactly in this current reality. Releasing and allowing it to go where it needs to go to. Allowing what might have been passage, that it might grow elsewhere.